Ron DeSantis, price of goods going up significantly more than 8.5% in Biden's America. By Hannah Blow on April 12, 2022. Inflation in the United States, which is at a 40-year high, is the absolute consequence of bad federal policies. And the prices of goods are going up significantly more than 8.5%. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said during a Tuesday press conference. I think it's important to point out that we had the worst inflation report that this country has had in 40 years in March. It keeps going up every month, DeSantis said. You know, you go back last year, they said inflation wasn't a worry, even though a lot of us were saying that this was going to be a problem when you were printing trillions and trillions of dollars. He continued, adding that the idea that you can just do that infinitum without there being any consequences was completely foolhardy. According to the Labor Department, inflation has soared 8.5% in the last year. But DeSantis said the ramifications are even worse than the bare figures suggest, as all the things that really matter are going up significantly more than that. I mean, look, gasoline up about 50% over the last year, plus used cars up 35% to be able to get a used car. Gas utilities up 22%, meat and poultry up 14%, electricity up 11%. He explained, adding that staples that people need to just live a basic life are going up much higher than 8.5%. Energy costs, he continued, are driving a lot of the increase. And so my view would be, but we have abundant resources in this country and yet they've constricted that over the last year. You need to unleash that. If you did that, that would make an immediate impact and I think would be something that would at least portend relief for people, he said, noting that in Biden's America, the energy sector, which the president quashed on day one, is going to continue to drive these numbers. Obviously, the monetary and fiscal policy, you know, this is baked in the cake, what's going on? This is the absolute consequence of that. He said, adding that Biden's policies are affecting people across the board really at all different income levels, but particularly people, you know, who are in our working classes. And so I think I don't think this is clearly the end of it. I think it's continued to accelerate, he added.